Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
From the neighbourhood, sweater weather. And by crikey, it is sweater weather, isn't it? It's getting a little bit chilly out there as winter does come along. Hey, guess what? I'm alone today, so I'll be allowed to do what I like. But actually, talking about sweater weather and this weather getting cold, I thought actually I might talk soup. You think soup? Really? Surely? Irene's not here and that's all you can think about is soup. Yeah, well, I was just sitting here thinking what I was going to have for dinner and it's just a little bit chilly out there and it just reminded me of a great bowl of soup. Love to know your favourite soup. There's so many out there, but
I don't know.
Do we get a bit lazy these days and not even bother making our soup? We kind of buy it from the supermarket. Well, I'll let you in a bit of a secret. I mean, I know and you know by now that I am no cook or baker or I don't even like cooking, actually, really. It's Irene that is the one that we should be talking to. But I do like to make my own soup. I think it's got so much more taste. Sometimes I have totally failed miserably and it is actually been quite disgusting. But there's a couple of soups that I've really caught hold of. And my favourite soup, actually, is from Annabelle Langbein, her Turkish bride soup. Amazing and thick and gorgeous. And if you make the whole lot, you have got more than plenty to keep you going. So if you look up that, just look up Annabelle Langbein soup and the Turkish bride soup. Cheap as to make, tasty as. But I thought I'd Google what, you know, why is soups in winter such a great thing? Well, pretty obvious, isn't it? I mean, it's nice and warm and cuddly. But here you go. Listen, I've found one site and it told me 10 reasons to fall in love with soup. So let's see if I can help you also fall in love with soup. It's a massive time saver. Ah, who wouldn't want that? It's maybe just that first time, but then you've got it forever. But, you know, we're out and about. We've got a holiday this year, Matariki, coming up. We've just had King's birthday weekend. Yeah, we don't want to be in the kitchen for too long. But anyway, just get it. You know, if we cook a whole big pot full of it, look, we've got it for quite a few nights. We can freeze it and, you know, just grab it when we need to. So it's a real massive time saver. And it means that you probably don't waste too much either, especially like the vegetables, because you can just chuck the whole thing in there. And, you know, there's plenty and plenty of soup. I actually remember years and years ago when I worked in, gosh, it was in London. So this is many, many, many years ago. And they made that mulligatawny soup. And the way they made it is they just kept adding to it each night. And this soup just became richer and richer. So it never, any of it got wasted as well. But hey, listen, you know, if you've got some soup there and friends drop in, boom, you've got a meal straight away. So real massive time saver. There you go. That's a big plus for me already. The second thing they decided to tell us was it can be a true taste sensation. Now, I think this one, as long as you get it right, yes, it will be. As I say, once you find that favourite soup, that real tasty soup, and you get those right ingredients, yes, it can be an absolute taste sensation. But like when I first tried making soup, I used to throw everything in there, and actually it didn't really taste of anything. But again, just think about what you really, really like, and don't go and overpower it with everything, you know, figure it out. Well, that's my experience anyway. So they reckon it can be a true taste sensation. And yeah, maybe it could. It's good for you. And now this one caught my eye. It's been super good for you and it can help you lose weight. Boom, I was in. Yeah. Now, however, if you're like me and you eat, you know, you have pumpkin soup with cream on it, yeah, I'm not quite sure how much that's going to help me lose weight anyway. But just a dash. Or even coconut cream. You know, again, just be careful how much you put in there. But, you know, often you'll find that those big, thick soups have got stuff like potato or rice or pasta, you know. So, yeah, I don't know, just be careful what you put into that soup. And it can be hugely good for you. So, again, good way to get more veggies into you. Get your 5+ a day in there, throw them in that pot. There you go. You've got all those veggies in. And all those kids that don't like their veggies, yeah, stick them in there. That's good for you. Soup's good for you. It's hearty, fills us up. I suppose so, depending on what type of soup that you actually have. But if you're anything like me, you know, soup's got to go with a big fat slice of, you know, white toasted bread with slathings of butter on it. So I think it maybe defeats the purpose slightly here, eh? But it does, you know. And I must say that Annabelle Langbein's Turkish bride soup, when you have that, it is a meal in itself. And that does fill you up. So, and it's got all lentils and healthy things in it that I'd never thought of anyway for myself, but it does really fill you up. So kind of look at that soup that you are making and think, well, how can I make that all really filling stuff? Cost effective was the fifth thing they said why we should fall in love with soup. It is cost effective. As I say, you can use the whole vegetable. You don't need to throw half of the stuff away. Just make a bigger pot of soup. You can throw all these veggies in there, these winter vegetables that are cheap at this time of the year as well. But again, we're all watching our pennies these days, so you could throw in leftovers even. You know, you might have put a roast in and you could throw that, a bit of the roast beef or lamb in there or whatever. But again, I think it is a very cost-effective meal, soup, and you're not really wasting anything with that. And if you like, I just throw the whole vegetable in there. I don't bother peeling it or taking all the bits out. Throw it all in there, all that goodness, I think is really, really important. Now, the sixth thing they said why we should fall in love with soup was they're easy to make. I'm not sure I agree with that. Yes, it is easy to stick a pot, stuff in a pot and boil. That bit, yeah, absolutely easy. But to get that real good taste, I haven't found that easy anyway. But again, you do just usually throw it in a pot. Sometimes you'll blend it. Again, if you want that nice, thick, creamy type of texture, chuck the soup in a blender. Blend it all up. But again, if you like that chunky stuff, leave it as it is. So it is relatively easy to make. It's probably more the taste that's not sometimes so easy to get. And freeze it. As I've said already, just freeze it. Make that big pot. Soup freezes really well. Put it in kind of containers. I've learned a few times. I've put the whole big block in there and then you can't, then it's too much. So I have learned. I put it in little containers, kind of portion-sized containers, and off they go into the freezer. And it's great, especially if you're running around, you're wet, you come in, you're cold, you're hungry, grab it out of the freezer, 2 seconds in the microwave, and there you go. You've got something nice and warm in front of you. So a real easy meal to have when you're in a hurry as well. They do keep us warm. They help us stay hydrated. So again, a warm bowl or mug of soup in the winter, and it does contain liquid, so at least we are hydrating ourselves. So if you forget, I think like all of us, we probably forget to drink much water or as much water as we should in winter because it's cold. So, hey, here's another way to get some liquid into you. I probably have a different definition of that, and I think probably a glass of wine's also a way to get liquid into me, but I know that is not the problem. That's not hydrating myself, should I say. They also reckon that soup gives your immune system a bit of a boost. Now, they did ask a question. Did you hear that chicken soup is great when you are unwell? This is an age-old thing, isn't it? Is it just a wives' tale? Actually, well, they reckon it's not. The research suggests that a bowl of chicken and vegetable soup can slow the speed at which the little germs move around your body. And then the parts of our blood cell that we need for our immune system, it helps them kind of go around our body and find those little germs as well. That didn't actually really make sense, did it? No. Do you know why it didn't make sense? Because I couldn't pronounce the word. The type of white blood cell and part of the immune system, it helps them. Anyway, it helps us boost our immune system, apparently. And again, they've shown that chicken soup is to be particularly helpful in reducing symptoms and upper respiratory system infections. So there you go, chicken soup. Maybe it's not an old wives' tale. We've probably all had it through our lives at some stage when we've been ill. Our parents, mum, fed us a bit of chicken soup. You might be feeding it to your kids right now. And finally, they do say there's a soup for all seasons. Whether it is winter or summer, soup can be hot, soup can be cold. So again, don't just think of soup as a winter thing. I do. I can't imagine. Do you know, there's a real mental block when you're going to tell me that soup is a summer thing. I know it is, but hey, they should just call it something different because that's summer. So there you go. The reasons to fall in love with soup. It's warm, it's hearty, it's easy. It can freeze, it's cost effective. So there you go. Why don't you tell us about your favourite soups? But I do encourage you to go and check out Annabelle Langbein's Turkish Bride Soup because that's my favourite. Chuck it up on the Facebook page, share with us your recipes and any soups that are your favourite or any ideas why you have fallen in love with soup. Well, I think there's enough jabbering by me. You know, it's funny, isn't it, when you haven't got your sidekick with you, you jabber on about nothing at all. Anyway, let's sit back and relax and kick in with some music. Coming up, Rihanna, Taylor Swift, Foo Fighters. Hey, enjoy it, and we'll see you the same time, same place next week.
Yeah.